In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day. This is Anthony today. I'm here with Father Tom. We're doing the show live from Miami in the Botanical Gardens.
It's beautiful out here. You can just feel the warmth of God, the love of God through these trees which glorify God. They are not God. They glorify God. It's so beautiful. It's so beautiful. I remember the word that Jesus spoke in John 16. I no longer call you servants. I call you friends, for you know what I am about doing. Do you know that Jesus called you friend? You are the friend of Jesus. In Italy, they have a community. It was called Amici di Gesù, Friends of Jesus. Do you know that you're a friend of Jesus today? And with friendships comes companion. You're a companion of Jesus today. What does companion mean? To eat bread with. So we eat bread with Jesus Christ. We are companions of Jesus. And we are to look a little bit like Jesus so that people would know that we follow the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Have you ever seen a woman and a man that's been married for a long time? They kind of look like each other because they're married. They've gained each other's face. It's just amazing. We should be gaining the face of Jesus a little because we love Jesus. And more than that, he loves us. We should be looking a little more like Jesus, that people say, what is it that you have that I want? Again, to make people jealous of what we have. You know, do you look a little bit like Jesus today? You say, I don't feel it. I'm not talking about your feelings. I'm talking about your looks. Do you look a little bit like Jesus today? Do you know that he has your life in store for you, and he has promises to give you? No weapon fashioned against you shall prosper. That's one of the promises. No weapon fashioned against you shall prosper. Well, there will be weapons fashioned against us, but they shall not prosper. It's as simple as that. I love this one. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Do you know that goodness and mercy is following you all the days of your life? Do you know that today, that this is God's plan for you, that goodness and mercy will follow you all the days of your life? What about a friend of Jesus? There is now no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. If you are experiencing condemnation, flush the toilet. It is not from God. It is not from God. There is now no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. That's all these things come with being friends of Jesus. I'm a friend of Jesus. You know the old song, what a friend we have in Jesus. What a friend. He's closer than a friend. He's closer than a brother. Breathe on your hand. He's closer than your breath. He's closer than your breath. And he's got plans for you, plans to give you a future and a hope. He has plans for you to give you a future and a hope.
When we have a best friend, our best friend, Jesus, he shares with us. With you, he has shared his power. With you, he shared his peace. With you he has shared his joy. With us he has shared his divine life. With us he has shared his mother. Yesterday I found out that this month was Women's Appreciation Month. So we're going to appreciate the Blessed Mother this whole month, that she teaches us how to love Jesus perfectly. No one has ever been closer to the Lord Jesus than our Blessed Mother. And she infuses graces within us on how to love Jesus, how to hear Jesus, how to be obedient to Jesus. You know, when we got to this botanical garden, we were just looking for a place to come and sit, and the Holy Spirit led us under this wonderful tree, and it's like the Garden of Eden here. But as we prayed a rosary before the show, that everyone would be touched by the power of God, that the glory of God would go forth, that this broadcast would sit under the mantle of our Blessed Mother, and there'd be no disturbance in the radio broadcast. The peace, the joy, and the love of God just fell upon me and Father. And suddenly Jesus shared a little part of his divine life, you know. We want to be able to look out at the trees now in Boston. We might be not looking at many green leaves on the trees today. It might be dreary. But we can look out at creation today, and we can thank God for creation. We can thank God that he grew a tree in your backyard or in your front yard just for you, to give us oxygen, to give us substance that we can look at and we can be appreciative for. The whole thing is Jesus, he diffuses his divine life in us. And the biggest thing about friends is we can trust our friends. You can trust Jesus. Jesus can trust you. And he has trusted you with his power. As we came into the garden today, there was a young man, William, and he was so nice to us, and he helped us get the wheelchair and set Father up. And I told him, you know, he's a very holy priest right here. Father wants to give you a blessing. And Father put his hands on Will's head, and he prayed that he was filled with the Holy Spirit, and we prophesied over him. But Jesus has entrusted us with his power, that we can be able to push forth heaven and release heaven upon everyone you come across today.
Jesus is the Lord of heaven and earth. There is no one like Jesus. There is no one like Jesus. I love him so much. But more than that, he loves you and me so much more. His love is infinite. He says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. He calls us to believe that. I shall never leave you nor forsake you. You are more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus who loves us. You're not only a conqueror, you're more than a conqueror. No weapon fashioned against you shall prosper. Don't let those weapons prosper. Give your life to God. Give your life to Jesus. Know that he is in charge. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. You are more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. God answers every prayer that we pray. I want to talk to you about prayer for a couple of minutes. And I want to look at Zechariah and Elizabeth. They stopped praying for a baby because she was beyond the age of having children. But that prayer for a baby was always in the midst of God's holy throne. It was infinite. It was finite before the throne of God, which is infinite. And God answered that prayer even when they were not praying. I want you to know that your prayer is always before the throne of God, and that God has something for you and with you and in you. And he thinks you're kind of wonderful. You say, I don't think I'm wonderful, but he thinks you're wonderful. He's crazy about you today. God is crazy about you through Christ Jesus, our Lord. He gave his life for us so that we might live no longer for ourselves, but for him. we are no longer living for ourselves, but for him, which means we want to empty ourselves of self and be filled with the glory of God, to be filled with the presence of God, to be filled with the praises of God. So how do you empty yourself? Lord, I come to you at the cross and I empty myself. Fill me with resurrection life. Fill me with the life of God that flows from the throne of God and the throne of the Lamb.
In Jesus Christ, there is new life. There is new hope. There is new abundance. There is the forgiveness of sins. The old has passed away, and you become a new creation. We walk into our inheritance, what we were created for, friendship with Jesus, this divine inheritance, that we begin to live interiorly on earth as it is in heaven, that Jesus shares us his joy. Ask and you may receive, that your joy may be filled. Lord, I ask that my joy may be filled, that you and your joy may be filled. My peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Jesus, we thank you that you infuse us with your peace and your love and your tender compassion and your mercy. Mercy is the greatest attribute of the Lord. It's love in action. It's love in action. We are called to be merciful to others, that other people, we are called to show them mercy. How do we do that? By telling them the good news, by showing them the way. If you want to read about Zachariah and Elizabeth, go to Luke chapter 1 and see that God hears and answers all prayers. Now, it might not be in our time, but God gives us moment by moment, second by second, the best thing that we can receive for our soul. And at times, we're not getting exactly what we want in our flesh or what we think is best from God. We say, fiat, Lord, fiat. We live by the fiat of our Blessed Mother. Let it be done according to your word. Not my will, but your will be done, Lord. And my will is to empty ourselves. You know, a lot of times suffering comes from our own passions and our desires. Now, when we can empty ourselves of our what we want, and we just want what God wants, and we just receive second by second what God wants, sometimes God might fill us with his glory, and we say, thank you, Lord. Other times we might not feel the glory of God, but, you know, we're sharing in Jesus' life. When he was in the garden, he didn't feel the glory of the Father. And, you know, in good days when we're filled with the glory of God, that's for us, and we can feel the presence of God. Maybe in other days when we can't feel the presence, we're comforting Jesus' heart. We just want to be aware that everything that happens to us is God has just given us a grace to draw closer into him, to draw closer into him. But we want to be attentive to Jesus. You know, Jesus, he could only do what he heard his Father doing. He came not to do his will, but the Father's will. So as we're attentive to the Lord and we can see Jesus in everything, how do we do this? We do this by walking in thanksgiving. You know, if we can be thankful, we can be joyful. If we can be thankful, we can be joyful. If there's no joy today in your heart, start thanking the Lord. As we praise the Lord, ha, thank you, Lord. Ha, rabashate, koromakabe. We bless you, Lord. We thank you for this life. We thank you for this day. I thank you for everyone listening, Lord. I thank you for the beautiful sun in Miami. I thank you for the winter in Boston, Lord, because it's all you, and we praise you. As our high praises go up to the Lord, then slowly heaven comes down, and we gain peace in our heart.
Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me, Jesus said. Let not your heart be troubled. And we have the ability not to be troubled because he tells us, let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my place, there's many mansions. Were it not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. Do you know that Jesus is going to prepare a place for you, not only in heaven, but he prepared a place for us under these beautiful trees today? You're looking for a house with a reasonable rent. I go to prepare a place for you. You want to sell your house. I can tell you how to pray. Lord, when people come to this house, let them feel that it's their house, that the house welcomes them. Oh, I've told this to so many people who are selling a house, and when they stop praying for the people who come to the house and feel that this house belongs to them, they sell the house. This is wonderful. This is when I go to prepare a place for you. And you know what? He's going to prepare a place for us all this day. We're going to be leaving the gardens, and we're going to go someplace else. And God was preparing a place, and he's preparing people. Anthony has on his shirt today, need prayer, with the question mark. Need prayer? Of course we need prayer. Without prayer, we have nothing. Without prayer, we have absolutely nothing. Jesus said, when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father. And your Father who sees in secret will give you what you need. Oh, yes. Do you need prayer today? Well, we're going to pray for you now. Father, in the name of Jesus, by the power of the precious blood of the Lamb, touch these people today. Let them know that they have a Savior, that they have a friend in Christ Jesus. Let them know that he goes to prepare a place for them. Let them know that they don't have to have their hearts heavy. Let them know that they are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus who loved us. Let them know all these things, Lord. No weapon fashioned against them shall prosper. Let them know these things. And when I say no, I don't mean in your head. I mean know in your heart. Know these things. You see, Adam knew Eve, and in 9 months they gave it a name. I want that kind of knowledge with God. I call it hot fudge Sunday knowledge. And I used to talk to my Indian priest, you know what a hot fudge Sunday is? No. So I describe it. It's got chocolate ice cream, it's got lots of hot fudge, a marshmallow, and a cherry on top. They look at me as if I'm crazy. I don't know what that means. So I take them friendlies. I say, eat the hot fudge sundae. And now their eyes open up wide. I know what a hot fudge sundae tastes like. Jesus wants us to have hot fudge sundae knowledge of him, that we know what he tastes like. The word of God says, taste and see that the Lord is good.
Taste and see. And Jesus, he gives us the ability to live out of our heart, not out of our mind. When we can speak from our heart, when we can live from our heart, only out of our heart the rivers of the Holy Spirit flow. The Lord doesn't need you to think and wonder. He just needs you to love the Lord God with all your heart and love your neighbor as yourself. And just let the Holy Spirit inspire you as you move through this world. When I woke up this morning, the Holy Spirit inspired me to wear this shirt that says God Prayer. And we already prayed for one man. Now, I'm not going out there looking to pray for people. I used to. But you know what? I try to just walk with the looking at the Father. Walk and be intimate with the Lord. Walk and just thank Jesus for every little gift and grace he's bestowed on me this day. And then the Lord, he knows what he's doing. He brings people right in front of my path, in front of Father Tom's path. And then the Holy Spirit, he gives us first inspiration to what to pray for the person. I usually don't get a prophetic word, but we just start sharing how much God loves him. And then next, the Holy Spirit gives you power and emboldens you to lay hands on them and ask God to fill them with the Holy Spirit, to release the gift that God has given to you. You know, we get healed when we are in a place of ministry. When we're standing in the place of God, God is always in the place of giving. We want to inhale the Holy Spirit and pray and live in intimacy with God, but then we need to exhale it out and breathe the presence of God upon others. Breathe the goodness of God upon others. Because as we minister to others, then Jesus comes and he ministers to us. As you minister to others, then Jesus comes and he ministers to you. Then you don't even need someone to come lay hands on you. You don't need to ask someone to come pray for you, because Jesus himself will come. And Jesus himself will come teach you all things through the power of the Holy Spirit. If you, what you've done for the least of me, you've done for me. Lord Jesus, I pray that I can have the grace and that everyone can have the grace, that we see you in every person, that we see you in every person, that we thank you for your goodness in all of creation. Creation reflects the goodness of God, that God, he is so vast. He is in every micro atom of all of creation, but he is also in you. All of creation is just light. Let there be light, and Jesus is the light of the world. And as the light of Christ goes forth, Father, send it forth. And I pray that the eyes of our hearts, the eyes of your hearts today is illumined with the goodness of God, that you understand your inheritance, that you're the Father's son, you're Jesus' brother and his friend, that your identity in Christ is so great, your inheritance in Christ is so great, and the love of God is so abundant within you, that out of your heart rivers of living water shall flow today, that we will know Jesus Christ as our best friend, not in our heart, head, but in our heart, that Jesus right now, I see in the Spirit, the Lord Jesus, he's hugging you, he's embracing you, and he's laughing, he's smiling at you, and he's saying, he's melting away heaviness, because the Lord Jesus, he's light and he's fun. There's no one in this world who had more fun than Jesus, who was more filled with more joy with Jesus. And he's saying, I am infusing you with my joy right now. I'm infusing you with my joy right now. Just let go of the past and die to yourself, because Jesus had to die before he was resurrected. Into ourselves, into our past, into our pain, into our desires, we need to die. Into the world, we need to die so that Jesus can give us a resurrected life on this earth.
A resurrected life on this earth. That's what the apostles had when the Spirit came. These men are not drunk as you suppose. It's only 9 o'clock in the morning. It's what the prophet Joel said. In the last days, I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. We are in the last days. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall have visions. We are in the last days. They started at Calvary. Jesus is coming back again. We do not know the hour or the day, but we do know the seasons, what he talks about in Matthew's gospel. I believe the 24th chapter of Matthew, what he talks about in Mark's gospel, the 13th chapter of Mark. He's coming back again, and he's coming back for a people who are smiling, coming back for a people who know his love. He's coming back for a people who wait for his return, who's coming back for a people who want him to come back. You see, the word Maranatha, 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 come Lord Jesus, Maranatha, 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 come Lord Jesus. Don't delay, Lord. Come, come, come now in the Spirit, but come in the glorified flesh that you have. Come, Lord, come and do what you only can do. Come and bless what you only can bless. Come and give what you only can give. Come. Come, come.
So today, Lord Jesus, come upon every person listening. I pray that Jesus encounters you with something fresh today. With God, there's always something new. With God, there's always something exciting. Lord, send down the fire of your love and excite your people. No being a grouch today. Jesus, one of the saints said, I can't stand to see another stony-faced saint. We're in a new era. We're in the last days where the God the Father is pouring forth his Holy Spirit through what Jesus did in your life. And we need to be excited that Jesus is our best friend. I'm excited that Jesus is my best friend. I'm excited that Jesus has given me, not only me, but you, the power of the Holy Spirit, that we are walking in victory, and we just need to walk out. You are a victor today. You have every gift of heaven. You have every grace of heaven. But let the Lord be magnified in your life. Our eyes, our ears, they're gates. And when we surrender our eyes and ears, as Maria told us, to the gates of heaven, then it swings wide open and heaven pours in. Jesus is a gate. And Jesus is a gate to that eternal life. So Jesus, come and encounter everyone with a fresh touch, with the power of your Holy Spirit, with the love that only you can give, with the glory of God, with the fire of your presence. And Jesus, just do it, Lord. Do it.
Do it now. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.